The Lord's blessings be with you, YouTube family. Today is June the 5th, 2015. And it's been two very long 8-hour nights, actually three going on three. So please excuse me if I sound a little exhausted. Waiting for the Lord to speak. He's been very pensive and very quiet. And finally, towards the end of the evening, he began to speak, and he kept the message very, very short, because this is a real critical time right now, and he is not doing a great deal of talking, but he is calling for prayer. And I had asked him, you know, Lord, why are you so quiet? And anyway, this is what he said tonight. He said, be patient. Pray for your country. This nation is at the absolute critical tipping point, and now is the time to pray. Not much time left, he said. And then I saw Uncle Sam all emaciated, lying on the ground, obviously dying, just skin and bones. But within the body, the heart of this nation was rotting from the inside out. It was just disintegrating. The heart was just disintegrating. And there were coyotes gathered around the failing body, ready to ravage it. A really gross image. And that was basically all that I heard and saw from the Lord tonight. Except for the scripture, therefore prepare your minds for action. Stay alert. Set your hope now and forever on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ appears. That was 1 Peter 1:13. Well, that time is fast approaching, and one of the reasons that Carol Ezekiel and I believe that the Lord is so quiet, it's like the calm before the storm, is what we're feeling. And this is a very solemn time. It's definitely a time for intercession and prayer. And I'm not sure if all of you are aware of it or not, but there was a neutron bomb set off in Yemen, a bunker buster neutron bomb. And, of course, the mainstream media didn't say a word about it. But it's all over Facebook, and I'm going to include a clip of that for you to look at. So it's getting real close, guys. Things are definitely coming to a head. CERN has been putting those particles in the accelerator, so only the good Lord knows what's going on with the earthquakes and the volcanoes that seem to be popping up everywhere. But right now he's calling for prayer for our country, because it's in a pretty desperate position. So the Lord bless you, and pray for us, please. We're praying for you every day. Hopefully the Lord will be sharing a little bit longer messages with us. But, you know, I'm not going to invent a message. When he keeps it short, you're going to get what I get and nothing more. So this is where he's at right now. He's quiet. We feel like we're in the foyer of some kind of big change. It's the calm before the storm, so to speak. And it's time for all of us to be praying and be ready and be alert, because time is very short and things are most definitely coming to a head, not just here, but all around the world. So the Lord bless you and give you strength and keep you alert. And may our good Lord keep us from sin and keep our hearts and minds on him and on the salvation of the souls around us. Amen.
Ah. makapayana.
Tara na lang siya lugar din.
اجلسوا. لا اله الا الله.
هذه مشغوليه.
لا اله الا الله.
هذه المحرمه دوليه نشوف.
مذكاها قدنا ولا خطر. وصلت الحراره لا هنا والله. يا ايمن.
يجي.
معك الشظايا.
شظايا اعمال يا
معي.
اينه